this morning, I'm going to tell you a story about a gentleman who was a missionary whose name was Eric B. Hare. And for my kids, some of our most favorite books in the world were written by Eric B. Hare, telling of his adventures as being a missionary in the country of Burma. Now the official name is Myanmar, but to the people that are really the Burmese people that wish they were in control, Burma is the name of the country. But when Eric B. Hare lived there in a long, long time ago, starting in the 1920s, he and his wife went as missionaries to a group of people called the Karen people. When you look at it written down, it looks like Karen, but it's pronounced the Karen. And the Karen people, they lived out in the jungles of Burma. And so that's where Elder Hare and Mrs. Hare went to go teach the people about Jesus. And the place that they ended up was a place that was called Onda. And it was very special. God had prepared that specific spot for them in the jungles many, many years before anyone there had heard about Jesus. Because some people that lived there, they followed a religion called Buddhism. And they would build, for their worship, they would build these pagodas. They would build the pagoda, and that would be their place for worship. Well, at Onda, some people started to build a pagoda, and then something happened, and they thought it was cursed. And they got scared, and they ran away. And it was rumored that they had buried gold. For the foundation of this pagoda, they had buried gold under there. And so over the years, different people thought that they were going to go and try and find that treasure. And so they would go, and then something would happen, and they would think that, oh, the devil's spirits are angry with us, and they would run away. And so nobody did anything with that pagoda. And nobody wanted to buy that land. And this happened over and over again. And so this was the cursed, the haunted pagoda, and nobody wanted to live there. Well, when the time came for Elder Hare and his wife to come to Onda, they looked, and it was perfect. There was these palm trees. There was a good place to put in a garden. It was right along the river, so it would be easier to get from place to place. And they knew that this was the place that God had for them. And so they went, and people were like, oh, no, you don't want to buy that land. There's a haunted pagoda there. But Elder and Mrs. Hare knew that Jesus was stronger than Satan. And so even if there was anything going on, which they didn't think that there was, that they knew that God had that place for them. And so they bought that land, and they built what's called a dispensary. It was like a little hospital, so people came, because that's how the people first came. Because at first, the people in the area, they were scared because they had skin that looked like mine. And they thought that they were told that people with skin that looks like mine would come and they would steal their children. But was that true? You think that was true? No, that wasn't true. So as Elder and Mrs. Hare started to help the people, and once one person finally came and got some help for an owie or a sickness, and then they went back and they told their people, and as the people started to come and trust them, they were able to tell them about Jesus. And then Elder Hare heard about a story that the Karen people had where there was a Mr. Rabbit, and the rabbit was the wisest of all the creatures. And so do you know what Elder Hare got the idea, since his name was Hare, and when it was translated into their language, it was rabbit. And so he put a picture of a rabbit on all of the medicines, and he was called Dr. Rabbit. And so then that way, the people started like, okay, well, if he's Dr. Rabbit. And so they started to go. And so then over the years, as people came and they started a school, and so the kids came to the school and they learned about Jesus, and everyone started to share Jesus there. And so one day, Elder Hare realized that they had found the treasure of the haunted pagoda, because their treasure was all the boys and girls and mommies and daddies and aunties and uncles and grandmas and grandpas that came to know Jesus. So all the people were the real treasure.